जय राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी। जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। जयो हो राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जयो राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जयो गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जयो गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जयो गौरानिताय। जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सच शिशुमणि डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्लवरोपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतं सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः We are reading from 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter 5, entitled Lord Rishabhdev's Teachings, text 14.
Karmashayam hridaya granti bandham. Karmashayam hridaya granti bandham. Avidyaya saditam apramattah. Avidyaya saditam apramattah. Ananya yogena yatopadesham. Anena yogena yatopadesham. Samyak vyapo hyo parameta yogat. Samyak vyapo hyo parameta yogat. Karmashayam hirdaya granti bandham. Avidyaya saditam pra. Avidyaya saditam apramatta. Anena yogena yatopadesham. Samyak vyapo hyo parameta yoga. Karmashayam hridaya granti bandham. Avidyaya saditam apramattah. Anena yogena yatopadesham. Samyak vyapo hyo parameta yoga. Karmashayam hridaya granti bandham. Avidyaya saditam apramattah. Anena yogena yatopadesham. Samyak vyapo hyo parameta yoga. Karmashayam hridaya granti bandham. Avidyaya saditam apramattah. Anena yogena yatopadesham. Samyak vyapo hyo parameta yoga. Karmashayam hridaya granti bandham. Avidyaya saditam apramattah. अनेन योगेन यतोपदेशम् सम्यक् व्यपोह्यो परमेत योगात्।
माताजी
कर्माशयं हृदय ग्रंथि बंधम अविद्यया साधितम अप्रमत्तः अनेन योगेन यतोपदेशम् सम्यक् व्यपोह्यो परमेत योगात्। कर्माशयं हृदय ग्रंथि बंधम अविद्यया साधितम अप्रमत्तः अनेन योगेन यतोपदेशम् सम्यक् व्यपोह्य परमेत योगात्।
वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन।
कर्माशयम्
द डिजायर फॉर फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज,
हृदय ग्रंथि
द नॉट इन द हार्ट,
बंधम
बॉन्डेज,
अविद्यया
बिकॉज ऑफ इग्नोरेंस,
आसादितम
brought about,
apramattah,
not being covered by ignorance or illusion.
Very careful.
Anena,
by this,
yogena,
practice of yoga,
yata upadesham,
as advised,
samyak,
completely,
vyapohya,
becoming freed from,
uparameta,
one should desist,
yoga,
from the practice of yoga,
the means of liberation.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Translation. As I have advised you, my dear sons, you should act accordingly. Be very careful. By these means, you will be freed from the ignorance of the desire for fruitive activity, and the knot of bondage in the heart will be completely severed. For further advancement, you should also give up that means. That is, you should not become attached to the process of liberation itself. We will read the purport and discuss line by line.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचलं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं हरे कृष्ण. वी लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज टू टुडे मॉर्निंग्स श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास. वी आर डिस्कसिंग वन ऑफ द मोस्ट फेवरेट सेक्शंस ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज. दिस इज द टीचिंग्स ऑफ लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव, फिफ्थ कैंटो, फिफ्थ चैप्टर, एंड वी ऑन द 14th वर्स. वेरी इंस्ट्रक्टिव टीचिंग्स that Lord Rishabhdev speaks about the reality of this verse. So before continuing, we'll just see some background. So this section that we are dealing with, the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev, speaks about the very reality of life. Okay? Like we say, there's no holes barred. He's not hiding or cajoling or sugarcoating anything. He gives reality of this world as it is. So Rishabhdev is the Lord himself, appeared as a king, great devotee, and he has 100 sons, and in an audience of 100 sons, he is actually addressing them. So he speaks that how we are actually spirit souls encaged in these bodies. So we have these bodies, we are caught up in these bodies. Why? Due to our own foolish desires for sense gratification. Then Lord Rishabhadev says three important things in this section so far. He says first, how we should keep sense gratification away, and one should be very vigilant about it. Even in this very verse, he says, apramattaha, one should be very careful, vigilant. Second point, he says, don't underestimate it. So in the earlier few verses, we have seen that how, you know, even the most learned, intelligent person can be become victim by karma, vikarma, and so on and so forth. And third point, he says, that one should adopt processes for purification of anarthas, or purification of heart. So I repeat three things he said. First is that one should be very vigilant to keep away from sense gratification, because basically, as they say, no, dunya bhar ke to wahi cheez hai. It's filled, this whole world is filled with that only. So we have to be very vigilant to keep away. Second, we should not underestimate it. Some point of time, sometimes we think that, you know, it's okay. Like I have a sore throat, so sometimes if someone gives me an ice cream, I'll say it's okay, I'll take ice cream today, tomorrow I'll take medicine. So we underestimate it, isn't it? So first he says be vigilant, second he says don't underestimate it, third he says that even if you do all this, one must adopt a process of purification. Because if you're just worried and careful about this whole world, lekin kuch kiya hi nahi, you don't even do anything about it, then what's the point? Right? Like a person who drives very carefully. He adjusts the mirror, he adjusts the side, Prabhuji, you know, adjust all the mirror, everything ready. Starts the engine, make sure all indicators are working. But he does not even let go of the handbrake. Then where he'll go? Isn't it? So we have put on a handbrake. And what is that? Our material desires. We have put an anchor onto our material desires. So we should adopt processes for purification of self. This overall is the three main things he speak about. Now this verse is a conclusion verse of the earlier sections. So he says in this verse, my dear sons, do as I have told you. So for those who are coming for today's class, you'll be like, kya bola tha? Do as I told you. What did he say? So in yesterday's verse, which are four verses, Rishabhdev spoke around 15 to 18 different items, things that one should do for self-purification. Okay, so probably you need to hear yesterday's class recording if you are not here. Right? He says that in this verse now, he says that, my dear sons, what I told you yesterday, please do it as I say. Okay? Then he mentions that after you become purified, after the hridaya granthi, the knots within the heart. Okay, so shastras say that anarthas within the heart are like knots. And sometimes we all have experience when you know, after some festival, after 2-3 festivals, and then when you pull out last year's decoration, right? Maybe Diwali ka ghar pe ya jo bhi hai, you pull out last year's decoration, you see all the string or the decoration is all bundled up, right? Itna ho gaya thi, lag rahe ki kya karenge isko? Kaatna hi padega, ya phekna hi padega. So hridaya granthi is such a thing where if you sit down and say that let me unwind my anarthas, nahi hoga, janma janmantar lagte. What do you have to do? Cut it. The knot is so hard that it cannot be removed. Don't even think about removing. One has to chindanti kovidastasya. One has to actually cut it. So he says that after you have adopted the process of purification and you have severed the bondage in the heart, now you give up those processes also. So this is amazing. You adopted some methods for purifying of your heart. Now you give up those processes also. Do not become attached to those processes. So that is this verse speaking about. And today's discussion will be discussing about that. What he means by giving up. Okay. So in short, what it means is that we should not become attached to the methods of purification. We should become attached to the goal of purification. The goal of purification is to be attached to the Supreme Lord, not the means, right? Like sometimes people become too much attached to the means. Like we are all told, you should chant 16 rounds on your beads, right? So we chant on our Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We are very attracted to our mala because it's like a deity. That's fine. But let's say someone who doesn't have hands, how will they chant? Or someone who doesn't have fingers, how will they chant? Can they chant on their mala? So what is important? Chanting is important or mala is important? Ultimately chanting. But because we are not on that level and we have the means to chant on mala, therefore we should chant on mala. Right? It is not to say that I can give it up now. There are devotees who, you know, nirantar takes the Lord's names continuously. But sometimes we meet people on the street, like I met one sabjiwala, bhajiwala, and we're telling him, please chant. He said, oh Prabhuji, in my heart, always Krishna's name is going. I doubt. I see him every day saying tomato, batata. I doubt whether Krishna and Rama's name is there. So that, but that is a stage that is achievable after one has practiced the means. So there are many great devotees also, acharyas even, who after practicing the means, when actually the heart is purified, then one can give up the means. That is okay. But if not, one should follow the means. So this verse is saying like that. Now we'll go into the purport. This purport, three main points Prabhupada will highlight. The first point is Prabhupada talks about the superiority of bhakti. Second point, Srila Prabhupada re-emphasizes the importance of following Guru's order. We saw this in yesterday's class by Madhu Madhav Prabhu. Very nice. He talks about this verse, Yatopadesham. And the third point in the purport, we will discuss about how bhakti is never to be given up. So let's hear the purport of Srila Prabhupada, which discusses the first point, superiority of bhakti. So Prabhupada says, the process of liberation is Brahma Jignyasa, inquiry about Lord, the search for the absolute truth. Generally, Prabhupada says, Brahma Jignyasa is called Neti Neti. When you want to discover something, when you want to know something, there's a process called neti neti. Na iti, na iti. Not this, not this. If I want to understand something, for example, if I want to understand this glass, so I say, this is not wood. This is not table. I cannot sit on it. I cannot stand on it. I'll tell you all the things that it is not. And after definition by negation, we might come to understand what it actually is. Understand? So, ulta kind of definition. Pehle bolo to ye kya nahi hai. Then we can try to understand what it is. So, generally, process of liberation, Brahma Jigyasa begins with that. What is it not? Oh, one sees. Life is not eternal. Happiness is not eternal. In this material world, everything is flickering. We see what is it not? What is it not? Ye nahi hai, wo nahi hai, ye nahi. Santushti nahi hai, anand nahi hai, ye nahi hai, wo nahi. So, hey kya? That is called Athata Brahma Jignyasa. So Brahma Jignyasa begins by a search called Neti Neti. Prabhupada says the process which one analyzes existence to search out the absolute. But this is not perfection. Ye to shuruaat hai. Isn't it? So sometimes in our satsangs we tell people, na, ask question, kuch prashna hai kya, poocho. So the beginning actually is questioning. Jignyasa. That's not everything. This method, Prabhupada says, continues for a long way, and as long as one is not situated in spiritual life, this goes on. Spiritual life, Prabhupada then defines, is called Brahma Bhuta. So we have to go from Brahma Jigyasa to Brahma Bhuta. Isn't it? Not become a Bhut, Brahma Bhuta is the stage of Brahman. So Prabhupada defines this Brahma Bhuta by quoting the verse from Bhagavad Gita 18.54.
Brahma Bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labate param.
One who is thus transcendently situated at once realizes the Supreme Lord and becomes joyful. Na sochati na kankshati. There's nothing to lament about. There's nothing to desire about. So sometimes, you know, we are practicing bhakti. And how we know we are advancing or not advancing? Shayad, 2 months ho gaya, maine jab kiya achcha se. To shayad, main shuddh bhakt ban gaya. Ya 3 months, 4 months, 2 saal. Shayad. How to know? Simple way. Shochati hai kya? Kangchati hai kya? Do you lament for simple things? Ye se nahi hoga mere se. Arre ye kya hua? Why is it like that? If we start lamenting for things, that means we are not there yet. Or we start desiring for things. Na shochati, na kangshati. That is two qualities. Another quality. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. If we can see everyone equally, someone who is favorable to us and someone who is not so favorable to us, if still we can see them equally, that's a sign of progress. Okay? Such a person who has neither laments nor desires, who is equally disposed to every living entity, in that state, he attains pure devotional service. Mad bhaktim labate param. Now, Srila Vishnu Chakra Thakur, when he writes this purport, he also quotes this verse. He adds the next line of this shloka, 18.55. Right? what's the next verse? Mad bhaktim labate yatar. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. So he says that when you get bhakti, by bhakti only you can know me. So the general process of purification in this life, you have a contaminated person, a person like me who has all anarthas. That person then starts to have a little jignyasa, questioning about life. How does that come? When he has association with devotees. Bhakti log puchte lage na. They ask you a question, ask, teach you something. So from contamination, you have some jignyasa. After jigyasa, you engage in some process of purification. So this is the general process. After long process of purification, you come to a state of shuddha sattva. You come to Brahma Bhuta, where na sochati, na kangshati, sama sarveshu bhuteshu. Then from here, now you start developing some taste and attraction to the Lord. This is the actual process. Tap tak, we cannot have actual taste or appreciation. Now, if we all follow this process, it will take us lifetime after lifetime. Because usme jo purification mein hatak jata hai. Right? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, our acharyas in Kali Yuga so merciful, they reverse the process a little. You have a contaminated person, Brahma Jigyasa is needed, and directly they engage them in bhakti. Directly, the beauty of the Lord, the attraction of the Lord, the sundarta of the Lord, everything is given in the first place. And although the person's attraction is not pure, but the person is focused on the beauty, the preeti, the affection, directly itself, initially itself. So, you know, we are taught to do deity worship, we are taught to do abhishek, loving the Lord, festivals for the Lord. These are very high exalted things actually. We are not qualified, but directly we are given all this. We are taught to worship Tulsi Maharani, praying that we will get the bhav to serve Radha and Krishna. What understanding we have about bhav? Heart is so much contamination. But that process is given so that the people in Kali Yuga, with the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gets some attraction. Because within the process of that bhakti, within the process of that purification, attraction and affection, one gets, hearts get purified, all in one. So it's like, instead of doing step by step of purification, attraction and affection, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, purification, affection and attraction all in one. And this is mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also. Bhakte parishanu bhavo viraktir anyatra chaisa trikak ekakala. So bhakti is what? Para ishanu bhavo. Getting the experience of the Supreme Lord. Anyatra cha isha tri eka kalaha. In one moment, three things happen. What are the three things that happen? Tushti, pushti and shud apayo. What do you get? You get tushti, you get satisfaction. Just like eating. When you eat, three things happen. Okay? Bhook lagta hai nahi na? Breakfast ho gaya na? So when you eat, three things happen. What are the three things? Immediately you get satisfaction. Wah, santusht. Immediately you get satisfaction. Immediately, along with satisfaction, you get pushti. You get nourishment, portion. Eating, you get satisfaction. You get portion also. Third thing is the hunger, the pain that was burning within your stomach or your heart. Sometimes even the mind. Bhook lagte to dimag bhi kharab ho jate na. Correct not? The fire that was in your stomach, your heart and your mind, that also goes away. So three things happen one shot. Similarly, by practice of bhakti, purification, which is like destruction of hunger, that comes. But along with that, tushti and pushti also come. Satisfaction from seeing the Lord. Until and unless we are satisfied with what we have, chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the Lord, if we are not satisfied, we'll look for something else. So tushti is there. Pushti is also there, which keeps us going, gives us nourishment, yes, encouragement, right? So bhakti, the process of bhakti and affection, attraction and purification, all these three things come together in one shot. So this is definitely the superiority of bhakti itself. So Prabhupada continues to say in this purport, the idea is to enter into para-bhakti, the transcendental devotional service of the Supreme Lord. To attain this, one must analyze one's existence. But when one is actually engaged in devotional service, he should not bother seeking out knowledge. So, sometimes we see people who follow the general way of purification. Right? They're contaminated. They do a lot of ugra tapasya. These are not people in devotional life. Some jnanis, some yogis, they are, even in modern day, they do maybe lifetimes. Some people say they take three lifetimes of tapasya and now they become a yogi, siddha yogi, isn't it? So they do a lot of tapasya and they have a lot of some ability also. But after achieving some state of purification, if they are not attracted to a supreme being, what they'll end up doing? Social work. Why? Because that is a state of selflessness also. They become so purified in the anarthas, but they have not developed attraction or affection of the Supreme Lord. Now, more of this was discussed in 3rd canto, in Kapila Dev's teachings, where he calls such a yogi as a fisherman yogi. A fisherman, you know, machli wale, when he wants to catch fish, he puts a hook and he throws the hook with the bait. So the bait is like your sadhana bhakti. You throw just to catch the fish. After that, you remove it. So the fisherman yogi also like that, he throws his heart to the Supreme Lord, seemingly has bhakti, but the moment he gets mukti, he throws away that Supreme Lord. Seva nahi karunga main abhi. Mukti mil gaya. Right? So it's a condemn actually, that one should never give up bhakti. But the fisherman yogi is like that. So some yogis and some people who do tapasya and they achieve a very shuddha state, but because they lack attraction and affection to the Lord, they do not know what is higher, isn't it? They do not know what is higher than that. Like sometimes, you know, people who sell this ganne ka juice, ganna ka juice, sugarcane juice. Sometimes you ask them, have you eaten good? They'll say, no. They've only drank sugarcane juice their entire life. But sugarcane juice ka thoda processing karke, you get good, which is even more sweeter, which is even more medicinal value, which is even more greater properties. But a person is so much stuck with his business of, you know, his sadhana of removing the ras from the sugarcane, he has never thought about having, you know, good. Correct? No, never had the idea. So for us, in this part of bhakti, we are very fortunate that even before our practice, even before we actually, reach a siddha point in our sadhana, we have already been told. What is the goal? To please Krishna. We have already been told. Where is your destination? Golok Vrindavan. We have already been told. What is your mood? is the service of Radha and Krishna, to be attracted by the divine couple, the divine service in the divine spiritual world. So wo sab setting karke, now we are coming back. No? It's like already the blueprint is given to you, now we just have to build accordingly. Right? So it's actually easier. And sometimes, you know, I don't know, you all play games like jigsaw puzzle. Jigsaw puzzle, you played na jigsaw puzzle? So sometimes there are 1,000 pieces, 2,000 pieces, 10,000 pieces, jigsaw puzzle, huge jigsaw puzzle. Kabhi kiya gaya? Aisa maza aayega na? Now you throw all the pieces and then now you figure out, chalo, isko kidhar kya hai? Difficult. But when you look at the box and you know that ultimately this is what I have to achieve, wo deke thoda planning karke, you can solve it faster. Correct or not? So sadhana bhakti, Krishna bhakti is done like that. The entire blueprint is given. Now you go back to sadhana. Now you achieve that. So this is opposed to the traditional method where a person, without knowing what is ahead, keeps searching. He might not reach it. So for Kali Yuga, it's very difficult. So this is the superiority of bhakti. And actually, it is the mercy of the parampara also. So then Prabhupada continues to explain. Simply by engaging in devotional service, one attains the liberated condition. He quotes, Mamcho vyabicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Right? If you engage in vyabhichari bhakti, very undeviated, strong bhakti, then automatically one surpasses all the gunas and comes to brahma bhuta very easily. Right? So, the traditional method of purification is foolproof. In the sense that a person really becomes purified, then he engages in worship. He will never leave that worship. But our Kali Yuga concession method, a person is not purified, he is trying to get purified, he has attraction, affection. So, there's some chances that he, if he does not be careful, he might leave that process only. Thoda karda karke, One hand here. Thoda ye bhi karenge, thoda wo bhi karenge. Isn't it? So he might leave. So it's not a very foolproof, but if one sticks to it, it is definitely very powerful and successful. So, just coming to a Shuddha Sattva platform is not sufficient enough. Because mode of goodness itself is binding. We have seen in Bhagavad Gita, mode of goodness gives one complacency. When everything is very nice, you know, your chant, your rounds are going nicely, people are nice to you, environment is very nice, complacency comes in. And a person likes to be here. Now, yesterday we had so two devotees along with me, we went for a small trekking to one village called Devgar. It's around 30 kilometers from here. So on that, there's a Mandakini Parvat, right? There's a mountain. On that mountain, there's a Parushuram temple, which was built by the Pandavas. It's just 30 minutes driving from GV. Pandavas had built this Parushuram temple. So we walk all the way up, and we went and saw the beautiful deity of Parushuram. And the area is pristine, beside on the mountain, Shanta, Mast, very beautiful area. If you look on the mountain, the entire Devgar, Kunj, Kati village is there. And full fields and beautiful. And so suddenly that devotee told me, Prabhuji, yahan pe raho na. Let's just stay here. So I said, this is what Shuddha Sattva, this is what Sattvic does you. Sattvic makes you feel complacent to stay here. But we have to come out of Sattva also, isn't it? We have to engage in our devotional service. So Sattva is more still selfish because you think of myself first. Let us stay here because it's peaceful. But pure devotional service is thinking about what Krishna wants. Like 2 days ago, Parsakapu gave a class. Not Karishe Vachanam Mana Mama or Karishe Vachanam Vedha, but Karishe Vachanam Tava. What the Lord wants. So one should actually engage in devotional service. So our path is developing a Param Drishtva. Like I said, we know what we want and we should try to achieve it. Now someone may say, Prabhu, but isn't it a little risky? वो आदमी प्यूरिफाइड भी नहीं फिर भी आपने राग मार्ग का साधना दे दिया यू हॅव गिव्हन दम सच हाय साधना. लाईक हरिवंश प्रभू वॉज सेईंग वी आर अजात श्रद्धा अजात रती अजात रती. वी डोंट हॅव ॲक्च्युअल रती, वी डोंट हॅव ॲक्च्युअल अट्रॅक्शन. वी आर ट्राईंग टू डेव्हलप दॅट अट्रॅक्शन. सो समन मे से इज इट नॉट डेंजरस अ पर्सन हू इज नॉट रेडी अँड यू गिव्ह इट टू हिम, वॉट विल हॅपन? नो, समटाईम्स इन इमर्जन्सी टाईम्स, फॉर एक्झाम्पल इफ दॅर सम टेररिस्ट अटॅक ओर सम फॉरेन कंट्री हॅज इन्वेडेड, वॉट द गव्हर्नमेंट हॅज टू डू? दे कॉल ऑल द यूथ अँड इवन इफ द पर्सन इज अ व्हेरी चिंटू पिंटू बारीक पर्सन, राईट, पतला से डुबले, वॉट दे डू? दे गिव्ह हिम सम या AK-47 इन द हॅन्ड, राईट, राईट, दे गिव्ह हिम सम गन इन द हॅन्ड, भाई यू हॅव टू गो अँड फाईट. बट समन मे से दिस गाय he doesn't know how to handle, he has only got 2-3 days training, is he a benefit to the army or is he more risky? He might just kill his own people, but that time you can't think of the risk, correct? Country is being attacked, all four sides people are attacking, civilians have to be mobilized, civilians have to be mobilized. So our stage is something like that. We have no shamta, we are not prepared, we are not ready to do process of purification. How many of us have actually gone through the pre-preliminary processes of bhajban se koi achaman bhi nahi kiya, and now we come and, you know, put our hand like this and that way and mudras and this and that. We don't know anything. We zero, have zero qualification. Yet it is actually an emergency time where civilians have to be mobilized. But you, one may say, isn't it not dangerous? No. Because Krishna has already said that this process of bhakti is eternal. And it's powerful. Neha bikarma nasho asti pratyavayo na vidyate swalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. Even if the civilian shoots the gun and hurts the enemy, thoda sa bhi usko lag gaya, usme badi baat na. Kam se kam wo shayad bhagega. Correct na? Ya samjho, goli nahi lag gaya abhi. Awaaz sunke tik 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 tik. No, it's not easy to handle a weapon, by the way. You shoot and it goes everywhere. Kam se kam, maybe the enemy might run away also. Something may happen. So similarly, the conditioned souls, it is not dangerous if they have been placed in this process, even though they have no qualification. Why? At least some sukriti, some inclination, something will happen. It's a dangerous time. This ends our first point and this leads into our second point. How should we engage? We should engage according to yatopadesham, according to the instructions of the guru. So the issue here is karmashayan, that we have impurities in the heart. Now impurities hai aur haath mein banduk bhi diya loaded. Now how we should execute? There should be someone to tell us. That someone is who? Guru. So in this verse, it is mentioned yatopadesham, that one should at least follow what the guru is saying, right? So Prabhupada writes here, another important feature in this connection, in the purport Prabhupada writes, is ananya yogena yatopadesham. The instructions received from the spiritual master must be followed immediately. One should not deviate from or surpass the injunctions of the spiritual master. So it's a very important point. So spiritual master has engaged us in Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. Spiritual master has told us how to do Tulsi Puja. Spiritual masters have told us how to do Abhishek. Aur beech mein humne ye kitab padha, wo kitab padha. Aur humne soche, shayad I can add to it. Or shayad I can change to it. Let me add one more mantra. Ye danger hai. Yatopadesham. Who has given you the gun? Who has told you who's the enemy to shoot? Follow that person. So because the age is so dangerous, it is so difficult, and it's an emergency situation, when you are in emergency situation, you should be more vigilant. You should be more submissive. Because this is not the time to ask questions. This is the time to follow. So what the guru has given, we should follow. So here, it is mentioned that one should not surpass the instructions. One should just follow. I'll tell you a short story. So at the age of 23 years old, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was trying to establish properly this Gaudiya lineage, at the age of 23, he placed himself in Yogapit, Sridham, Mayapur, And there he began to observe Chaturmas. Now, at this time, the Gaudiyas themselves, followers of Lord Chaitanya, were not following Chaturmas. They felt they were in the mood of Prakrita Sahajas and saying that, ye sab rules and regulations jo hai, ye sab hamare neech hai. We are beyond. Humko Chaturmas palan karne ka avashyakta nahi hai. There's no need. They said this was all karmakandi. The Gaudiyas were saying. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, seeing that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was also following Chaturmas, he said that for Gaudiyas, we have to implement this. So he reintroduced the vows of Chaturmas, following some sections of Hari Bhakti Vilas and following the Shastras. Now, his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he saw father has instilled this. Father, his guru also has made this Chaturmasa. So he began to follow it very strictly. What he would do? Once daily, before the sun has set, he would take rice, which is only cooked by his own hand, touched with only ghee, no salt, no spices. And with the method known as gograsa, the eating of the cow. Right? You tie your hands behind the back. He would put that rice on the ground with his hand tied and only one time bending down and as much as he can eat that much, that is. Utna hai. Right? Sitting and leaning forward, not using his hands, eating no more after once rising from that position. So you bow down, eat how much you can, when you come up, ho gaya. Hari bol, Mahaprasad ho gaya. Right? So this is the method of gograsa, Chaturmas. Chaturmas aane wale na, thoda der ke baad. Let's see. He did not do shaving or cutting his nails. He slept minimally, slept on the floor, without bedding, without pillow. He made a straw hut. Okay? Such severe austerities, he became so emaciated. Although by such willful neglect of the body, he sometimes even became sick. He would still not go to the doctor. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, who had started to this principle of Chaturmasa, he started to reprimand Saraswati Thakur. He reprimanded him that such self-denial, such torture on the body was not necessary. After this only, Saraswati Thakur gave up the process. Right? So in ISKCON today also, we have Chaturmasa which is given by Srila Prabhupada. We don't even follow the traditional Gaudiya version. We watered down that version. So Prabhupada says, at least in each month, avoid the four items. That's it. More emphasis was given on chanting, hearing, right? A developing affection and attraction. So you see how, although Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is a great guru himself, he followed his guru, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So similarly, when processes are given to us, we should be very careful to follow what the guru has given. Because guru knows exactly how much, for who, when. So this is the amazing spirit of the guru. So someone may say, no, how do I know actually what guru is telling me? Simple. One should continuously listen to the classes of the guru, continuously listen to the instructions of the guru and Srila Prabhupada. That will always be repeated. You will hear this repeating theme that the guru gives to his disciples. So this chanting of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also is such a process because it is two things, purification and also giving you taste for the Lord. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra directly hits the false ego. Why? It does not ask for anything. One devotee, who is in touch with devotees. So one boy called me. He is from Mumbai but currently settled in US. So he called me, he's saying, you know, after I told him about chanting Hare Krishna and everything, he was doing chanting. Then he told me that, Prabhu, is there more to this chanting? Keval Hari, Hare Krishna, Rama, bas. He said, I used to chant Maha Mrityunjay Mantra. He says, that felt more exciting. This Maha Mantra seems a little more boring. I said, tell me the meaning of Maha Mrityunjay. He said, I don't know, but it sounds exciting. Triambakam, Yajamage, Sugandhim, Pushtivardhanam, Urvargam Ivabandhanat. I said, tell me what's Urvargam Ivabandhanat. He said, I don't know. He said, Urvargam means cucumber, kakadi. Urvargam Iva means like that kakadi, that cucumber, when it's ripe, what happens? It automatically detaches from the stem. So the prayer is that, you know, my Lord, please detach me from this material world. Urvargam iva bandhanat mrityor mokshigamam amirtat. So I was explaining to him, Ulta, he became more interested in Mahamrityunjay mantra. Then he may say, what is Hare Krishna for? There's no mantras, there's nothing interesting about it. Tell me some secret. So, you know, new person, you're not going to talk about Bhajana Rahasya. And what's that book that Gaurachandran put up? In Brahmacharya Ashram, which talks about this. Which was written by... Gopal Guru Goswami. So I'm not going to discuss about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajana Rahasya, where each Hare Krishna, he tells, for the Ajata Shraddha person, this is the meaning. For the Jata Shraddha person, this is the meaning. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives like that. We're not going to talk about Gopal Guru's book, which is too high. So I just told him what Prabhupada gave the meaning. And he was like, "Theek." So for someone who doesn't understand the meaning, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be very boring. But no, Guru has given us the meaning. Hare Krishna Mahamantra directly touched the false ego. Why? You're not asking for anything. You're only asking that, please, I want to please Krishna. It's a very extremely selfless mantra. Okay? So, chanting this, actually, we get rid of our false ego. At the same time, we get attraction for the Lord. Because you are praying, only aspiring to worship in separation from the Supreme Lord. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this to Vasudev Leper, that Vasudev Leper, who became purified of his leprosy, he became beautiful again. After becoming beautiful, he was very afraid that now I'll become proud. Because, you know, sometimes when we practice bhakti also, we might feel a little superior than others. That proud feeling is not good. So Mahaprabhu gave him advice. Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kohe kabu tomar na hobe abhiman nirantara kaho tumi krishna krishna nam. So Mahaprabhu says, never you will be overcome by abhiman. You will never be overcome by pride if you nirantar, always chant Krishna Krishna Nam. So for a person who is always chanting Hare Krishna, they will never be overcome by pride. So secret of humility. How to develop humility? Attend some seminar. How to develop humility? Do some surgery where your shoulder comes like that. We start bending down. Your eyes come like this. How to develop humility? Chant Hare Krishna. If one chants Hare Krishna nirantar with the right mood, then purification of heart happens. This is like anartha nivritti. But in the next verse, he also tells him the positive, artha pravritti. Just chanting, but how will you develop affection or attraction? So Mahaprabhu tells to Vasudev Leper in the very next verse. He says, pehle aapka ho gaya na, jeevan sartha kori. Abhi kya? Para upakar. Aapka ho gaya, you won't become proud. Right? Next verse he says, Krishna upadeshikara jivera nistar achirate Krishna tomar kori bhinangikar. Krishna upadeshikara. Speak Krishna's upadesh to others. Jivera nistar. Now my instruction to you, if you want to develop attraction for me, you speak about Krishna. Harivamshapur was saying, na? Preaching is a dakka. Right? When you eat so much, that which comes out, this is, that is preaching. So when you hear so much, you have that within you, what comes out, preaching only will come out. So Mahaprabhu says that if you are full chanting Hare Krishna, you are so humble, now if you want to develop attraction and affection, right, you preach. Krishna upadeshikara. Jivera nistar. Achirate Krishna tomar. Very quickly, Krishna will become yours. He says like that. So in that purport, Prabhupada gives an instruction to all the members of ISKCON. Prabhupada says, indeed, the only return the Lord wants was that Vasudev preach the instructions of Krishna and liberate all human beings. This is the process of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Each and every member of this society was rescued from a very abominable condition. But now, they are engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. they are not only cured of the disease called materialism, but are also living a very happy life. Everyone accepts them as great devotees of Krishna, and their qualities are manifest in their very faces. If one wants to be recognized as a devotee by Krishna, he should take to preaching work, following the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then one will undoubtedly attain the lotus feet of Krishna Chaitanya, Lord Krishna himself, without delay. So, what is this preaching? We have discussed many times before. Preaching basically means is whatever you do which makes others inclined to Krishna. You may paint a picture which makes people remember Krishna. You may create a video which makes people remember Krishna. You may cook and give people prasadam where they taste and they may remember Krishna. You may speak which makes them remember Krishna. You may sing which make them remember Krishna. You may dress with your kanti and tilak with such a way that they remember Krishna. This is all preaching. Like that there are n number of means. Right? GV is an example of this in different means and ways. So that ends our second point. Now third point, very short, we'll discuss. Prabhupada in the last section says that bhakti is to never be given up. He says, one may give up the process of yoga, but devotional service should never be given up. He quotes this verse. Atmaramascha munayo nirgranta apirukrame kurvantya haitu kim bhaktim ittam bhuta gunohari. This is the Atmarama verse which Lord Chaitanya explained to Sanatana Goswami in 61 different ways. We are not going to go into that. That will take 3 hours. Right? So basically, even if a person who is very satisfied, Atmaram, Aptakam, such a person is still inclined to hear the glories of Hari. So we can never say that, you know, we are done with Harikatha or Haribhajan. To the degree that we are more interested to hear, interested to speak the glories, interested to spread, interested to facilitate others, Shravan and Kirtan. Right? That is our advancement. So, one Vaishnava Acharya speaks about this process of bhakti. I'll just read this and we'll end. According to Srila Rupa Goswami, the object of worship are Radha and Krishna. But the sadhya, the highest good, or what you want in the end, is not attained of Radha and Krishna. I mean, we are not here to attain Radha and Krishna. We are not here to get Krishna or get Radharani. What are we here to get? We are here to get Krishna prema, love for Krishna. We are not here to get Krishna. Okay? But prema, or the loving service of Radha and Krishna. We are here to get the loving service of Radha and Krishna. We are not here to get Krishna. That's why we don't like this bhajan. Na? What is that bhajan? People come and say what? Radha Krishna ko milena. What is that? Shama milade. Something na? Bhajan is it? Radhe Radhe Shama milade. Some people chant Radhe Radhe Shama milade. Whatever. Something like that. Na? Please meet me with Shama. Meet me. Meet. You milenge, milega to kya karenge? Bhakti seva hi karenge na. So therefore, we are not so much interested. We may see, we may not see also. It's okay. Our mood, at least given by Lord Chaitanya, is what? That we are interested in the service of the Lord more than seeing the Lord. This is experienced in festivals. Kabhi kabhi festival seva mein itna ki darshan bhi kiya nahi barabar. Right? Someone in backup room is just doing, washing, cleaning, this, that. There's so much service. And they come and see the Lord. Ha, theek hai na. Then they go back. The seva is so much important. And then later they see the photos. Wow, so beautiful. Huh? So that's also okay. So here he says, prema is the fruit of sadhana bhakti, not the product of sadhana bhakti. It is a fruit, not the product of sadhana bhakti. It is not the padharth or a thing which can be produced. It is eternally realized and present in Sri Krishna as the essence of his ladini shakti. Sri Krishna implants it in the heart of a devotee when it is purified by sadhana bhakti. Bhakti is both the means and the end. Sadhana bhakti means prema bhakti is the end. Sadhana bhakti is the unripe stage of prema bhakti. Prema bhakti is the ripened stage of sadhana bhakti. Both sadhana and prema imply loving service of Radha and Krishna. So in sadhana bhakti also we are aimed towards the loving service of Radha and Krishna. In prema bhakti also implied towards the loving service of Radha and Krishna. Prema Bhakti means their service to celestial. It's very interesting. Prema Bhakti means service through the celestial Manjari body in the eternal Nikunja. That is Prema Bhakti. Sadhana Bhakti means service through Shravan and Kirtan in the physical body. So as long as we have this physical body, we are not realized anything. We are doing Sadhana Bhakti. Prema Bhakti means in that same process only. Here also chanting, there also chanting. Here 16 rounds, there more rounds. Ready, na? Mukta? Here 16 rounds, there more rounds. Through Sadhana Bhakti, though Sadhana Bhakti appears as a means, it should be not regarded as a merely a means, but it is itself the end. It is only the unripe stage of Bhakti, the essence of the highest stage of blissful energy of Krishna, Ladini Sakti. So one should not think that now what I am doing, I am going to do something else. Or kuch milega. Jyada seva milega. But the essence is still the same. Okay, so we are very fortunate that in our Baddha Avastha, that in our Anartha Purvak Avastha, still we have a chance to engage in Raganoga Sadhana Bhakti. It is only by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, in our Parampara Acharyas, by Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All we have to do is remain vigilant, take the association, and most importantly, follow their instruction. Throughout, sometimes, you know, especially devotees who have a little intelligence inclination, is to read here, read there, and maybe I'm missing out something, add this mantra, add that mantra, add this thing, do it this way. But the method that is taught by our predecessor Acharyas is most perfect. We should have faith in that and do the simple things. Prabhupada has given a very simple method. In the morning, worship Krishna. In the evening, worship Krishna. Throughout the day, hear and glorify about Krishna. In that simple method, we try to do it in our lives, we'll be successful. So I'd like to end here. Sorry for taking 5 minutes extra. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavadam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti Marga ki. Itai Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna.